I released my grip on the stake, and in a very mature manner, walked away from the scene of greed and shameless behavior. I marched straight over to Alfred, sat down at his feet, and went into a program that we call I Didn't Do It, Honest. This is a difficult program. It requires slow sweeps on the tail section and eyes that express, well, great sadness and disappointment that my companions had done this terrible thing. Throwing all communication gear into the effort, I beamed Alfred looks that said, Alfred, I know this looks bad, but let me explain. You see, I happened to be passing the yard when I noticed that Drover and Pete had conspired to steal one of your daddy's, stakes. Naturally, I was shocked and outraged. And without thinking, I mean, I was driven by a higher sense of duty. Without thinking, I rushed to the scene of the crime, and when you walked out the door, I was in the process of, trying to return the stake to its rightful owner. No kidding. I ran the entire program and then studied the boy's face to see if he was buying it. He looked at me. He glanced over at Pete and Drover, who were still tugging at the stake. Then he looked at me again, just as I poured extra sincerity into my presentation of wags and looks. I had a feeling this was going to work. Yes, because all at once he stormed over to the villains. He booted Pete away and snatched the steak out of Drover's jaws.
No, no, you can't have this steak, you naughty dog. This is our supper.
Drover wilted on hearing those terrible words. Naughty dog. He cringed, cowered, and groveled his way to the fence, hopped out of the yard and ran away, weeping. A dog who had been exposed and shamed for all the world to see. I bounded over and took my place at Alfred's side. While he picked grass and dirt specks off the stake, I turned a look of righteous anger at the cat. Pete, I can't believe you would stoop so low, stealing food from your own family. I'm shocked. How much lower can you sink? His ears lay flat on his head, and he threw a hump into his back. Oh, and he hissed at me.
Very funny, Hanky, but you'll never get away with this.
Ha! Already did, Kitty. You were nabbed with the goods, caught in the act, and now the whole world knows what a little sneak you are. And just to show you how outraged I am about this business...